Welcome to LeagueCast.
Blinded by the shadow of your light path. Headshot.
Let's go. More democracy.
Welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello and welcome to episode 635 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Cooper. Joining me is Aiden Rockarts.
Hey, how's it going?
And Colton Sweat.
Happy Tuesday, Nick.
Happy Tuesday indeed. We've got a little bit of LeagueCast news, a lot of new news that I totally forgot about this week. We've got a game that Aiden has set up for us. Quick little competitive league section, roundtable, and mail fight. Aiden, how was your week?
Mike was good. I played League of Legends.
Whoa.
I almost started main gaming League of Legends again because I had a bad night of MapleStory into a lot of
right?
fun playing League of Legends. And that's a combo. So like MapleStory, everything's RNG and it takes fucking forever to do anything in the game, right? But they had an event called a Starforce event, Nick, and you gotta Starforce your gear, right?
Obviously.
And I wanted to Starforce my CRA gear, my Chaos Rudibus gear for those who don't know,
to
21
stars. I mean, I know, but
from 17 to 21, right? Mm-hmm. Which on average costs about 4 billion an item, and I have 3 items to do. So,
okay, not bad.
On average, that costs 12 billion. I didn't pass math. Mm-hmm. And I had 20 billion, right? So how many items did I get out of my 3 to 21 star, Nick?
All math 3.
Point, 1. So not great odds. Well, it didn't feel very good. Was kind of a little
sad
about
it.
Sounds
like a skill issue.
It's not a good system, man. But anyways, I was like, oh, that's sad. But no big deal. It's just whatever game. And then I played some MapleStory with some, I played some League of Legends with a MapleStory friend. We played, some Smurf games, and I carried their fucking ass, in 3 games. And, I had a lot of fun in those 3 games. And then I'm like, maybe I should just play League instead. And then the next day I farmed for 6 hours and I farmed 2.5 billion mesos in the game. And then I am like, mm-hmm. This is under the average of what I should be able to hit for these items because the event was still going on. And I got it. I got another item up in that 2.5 billion. So I was like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. So I'm still playing MapleStory.
Well, that kind of sucks, huh?
But I've been playing a lot of League with friends, and that's been really enjoyable for the most part. Other than when people are mean, like, I don't know. But the reality is, I know people hate smurfing, but fuck that. I'm only playing on smurf accounts when I play with my friends because when, like, any of us play on our main accounts, there's just cocksuckers, man. Like, actually, it's like 50%, like, not 50% of people. 50% of games have, like, some douchebag Emerald 3 hardstuck shitter who just beat our fucking silver bronze friend into the ground and then just talk shit all game. And just, like, to quote Nick Cooper, I hope a bomb falls on his house. So I don't know.
Didn't say house.
The only positive, like, usually, and I've had a lot of interactions this week because I hate when people are mean to my friends. I had one interaction where some guy was like shit talking everyone, and I was kind of being mean to him back. And then I asked him what rank he was. He said that I was shit, and I'm definitely in a higher rank than him. So I'm like, okay, link your main account. He goes, okay, link your main account. Of course they do that. So I link my main account. It fucking shows that I was master 400 LP last season. And he goes, mm-hmm. lol, you're shit. I'm not even going to link my main account. I'm like, why won't you link your main account? He's like, I don't have to because I'm better than you. So then I log into my main account and I add him and I go, hey man, you want to link your main account now? And he goes, no. Also, besides, why would I want to interact with someone who's so toxic? Like, and then he blocked me. And I'm like, okay, cool. But then last night I had an interaction with this douchebag who was beating up one of my friends. He's just like a dickhead all game. He's playing Riven. And I'm like, dude, you're like, why are you being like such a cocksucker to people? And he's like, you're all shit. Honestly, dude, you might like peak like platinum. You're like not even good. I'm playing Malzahar. I'm like, not like there's much skill expression there. I'm like, this guy's like pretty decent at Riven. He might be like maybe diamond or something like that. I'll fucking banter with him. And I was like kind of mean to him back. And then after game, he goes, link your main. I link my main, which shows master 400 LP. And I expect the, I'm higher elo. I'm not going to, whatever, like mm-hmm. like everyone fucking does. No, he fucking linked his main. It was like Emerald 4. He was an Olaf main. He's learning to play Riven on this account, playing normal games by himself. But I at least respect the fact that he fucking linked his account after. And then I looked it up because he has a pretty searchable name. and I found his YouTube channel, which was kind of funny. But I also found him paying $20 for a Fiverr coaching for Griffin. and if he was mean, dude, I would have added him and sent that. But like, he was actually like, the fact that he owned up to the fact that he was kind of a dick, and also maybe not as high elo as he thinks he wasn't the biggest fish in the sea at the time. It's just funny. It's just like, fuck, man. I don't know why people like play normal games by themselves and just are just mean to like bronze and iron players. Like,
yeah, when Aiden and I are mean so to bronze gross. And silver players, we're not talking about an all chat.
Yeah, no.
I mean, true, which is, but that's like fine, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I just don't like when people are mean to my friends. Like, it's so weird. So,
it especially sucks because these are people who don't play League like often. Slash, almost, I feel like they already have a negative, like perception of League. So then this like,
they like playing with their friends, and then as soon as an interaction like this happens, they just don't want to play for the night, which is completely fair. Like, someone is just a fucking dickhead to them in a game. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, it makes me mad. I try to be the hero by being more of a mean.
By bullying these kids.
But that was my week. Yeah. What about you, Colton?
Yeah, so I was there for a lot of those games. And I just find it very funny because I'm not nearly as willing to engage with these people. But I just like, I see the comment come into all chat. And I'm like, oh man, Aiden's going to go off on this person.
Here goes Aiden.
But yeah, we played a lot of normal games. I've also been playing a decent amount of ranked. I think I passed the 30 game mark on Rel. It did not go well.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I still think like I play a pretty okay Rel. I think like I had started at a bad point and was also like in the middle of a pretty bad loss streak.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think that like one of the biggest issues with a lot of the characters that I've been like playing offhand is that like the more I one trick one character, then obviously like the more rusty I'm gonna get on every other character. Versus like if I played, you know, 100 games of Rel in a row, I think that would even out more. I think if I probably went in and played like 20 more, I wouldn't be back to 50-50, but I think I would at least like have a 50% win rate over those games. I don't know. I still think she's a fun character. I also think forcing Rel every game was a really bad decision because she has a lot
That's
of
really... also probably true, yeah.
She's got a bunch of really shitty lanes where it's like, if there's a Janna, Emilio, or Alistar, or Draven on the enemy team, like, you don't really get to play. If they're any good, which most players at, like, Masters 100 are good enough to stop your W. But yeah, outside of that, played a couple Zillion games. I think I won, like, I switched to Zillion and just won 4 in a row. Back up to 115 LP.
Nice.
Had to make sure I distanced myself from Quinn. Couldn't let him get too much ego. But that's about it for League of Legends. Still been playing a decent amount of TFT, some double up. That's been going well. We had one game. It was wild. It was like, I think 4 people hit like a 3-star forecast. But then Quinn and I won, even though neither of us did, I think, because like we eliminated their teammates, which is always a really fun feeling in double up when like they hit a really strong board or unit and you just kill their teammate who's weak and win the game because of it.
That's cheating, though.
No, that's playing the game properly.
That's cheating.
All right, true. Tell me how you cheated in League of Legends this week, Nick.
I don't cheat in League of Legends. I win skillfully by playing the weakest characters against the smallest.
It's Truthful Tuesday, Nick. Stop characters. Lying.
Yeah, I played some League. I played, I think, a couple normal games. I think we did some ARAM this weekend, which was a pretty good time. I played Skarner in lane. That champion seems a little underwhelming if you don't get the lane. But we could talk about that in the future when we've had more experience with it. I think that's it. Just Path of Exile and normals. So I think that's enough out of me. Do we have any LeagueCast news, Aiden?
No LeagueCast news, just lots of actual League of Legends news.
Yeah, let's get into it. So there was a dev update video, and it outlined a bunch of stuff, including new arena with 16 players, and it's coming back soon. launches in May and comes for 4 months.
Yeah, they're doing a long test. There's going to be,
yeah, a lot of prismatic items to go along with prismatic powers or whatever they called it, right?
I don't remember. Like they're just adding prismatic items almost like, because the last time we had Arena, we still had mythic items. And I do think a lot of the core gameplay revolves around buying big item first rather than like random items every time.
Yeah.
I think it just makes sense. They're also doing a cool thing with like if you play TFT, or for those who play TFT, there's things called Ornn artifacts is what they're called, I believe, right, Colton? Like where you get to open up an Ornn artifact and you choose from like one of three or however many things. So I think the way it looks like is that sometimes instead of getting an item buy round, you'll get like an Ornn artifact round, which presents you with like five items you can choose from is like the idea. So like it will keep games fresh. You're not always going like the same build. You have stuff to like more RNG to like play around with, which I think is fun. I think adding RNG factors to make it so you can't just always force the same thing is probably always going to be a good thing. It seems like they're going that direction, which seems cool.
Yeah, and I think that that's better for that, like, for a for-fun game mode, for it to be more random, right? Because it's like, if there's a pool of 10 augments, let's say, and it's like one of them is clearly the best, you're going to roll for that one every time.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's like 100, you're just like, well, I'll just pick one of the ones that I got and like not have a build in mind as often.
Yeah. They like one of the cool items that they showed, they're adding like crazy new items, is called Demon King's Crown. And it's like a stat stick item, right? And you get more stats every round you win, but you lose even more than you get from wins if you lose rounds.
Whoa. So that's crazy.
Like stuff like that's fun, I think. So
I hope the icon is just a picture of Faker with like a thumbs up.
Fakur. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Awesome. Cool. New PvE mode. It's very early screenshot, but definitely kind of looks like the bullet hell survival things that I feel like have been popular lately. I know you have vampire survivors down, but I know that there's soulstone survivors as well that's really popular. Other stuff like that as
game,
well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
it's a popular genre right now, and League or Riot is taking their turn with it.
Yeah. The screenshot, I will say, does not look the most impressive, but it also looks probably the earliest access you could possibly be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just no assets have been made for it, right? They're using shit like Milio Balls and Zed Chat.
doesn't this get twice as good, though, if that's Samira instead of Jinx?
Yeah.
Yes. It's very cool, then. Awesome. We've got the new mastery system. It's coming 14/10, which is May 15th. The Lee Sin, art systematic ASU. Update.
Yeah.
What does it stand
art
for
sustainability
again?
Update.
Art sustainability update. I think it looks really good. I know a lot of people don't like the ponytail. Aiden, as a ponytail hater, why don't you tell us?
I just think it looks like an animal's like tail. Like it, like it's less like hair, more so like dragon's tail. You know what I mean? Like, it moves very weird. Not that, like, don't get me wrong, it's better than the old ponytail on some of his skins. A lot of people don't know he has a ponytail. That's because it's just stuck to his body currently.
Yeah.
Some people are mad, yeah, though. They don't like that they have a ponytail in some of his other skins, like Storm Dragon.
I don't know why. I think it looks great, but
I think it looks cool. I think that's the one it looks the best on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Teemo art sustainability update coming in 14/20, so got a while on that. It'll be later this year, but it's cool that they already, I guess, have a date for that. What are the odds that it gets pushed back, and is it 50-50. More than 100%? Is that how you feel? Nice.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Cool. And then Victoria's skins and ranked rewards, so they have said that they wanted to increase the rewards that you get, but then I think technically you got less.
Dude, yeah, they just pretty removed, sweet. They removed like a chest or something, and they replaced it with like a key or something like that. It's like
yeah, I think they took away two chests and give you a key fragment or two key fragments, something like that, which is pretty funny considering they said that they wanted it to be more, but it is what it is.
Also, at the end of the day, I don't really care about like the rewards or anything like that. That being said, this article is the most like company fucking garbage speak
PR.
Dude, it's so gross. It's like so long saying nothing.
it is. The only thing that they do say is that split one this year is going to be Victorious Kog'Maw, and split two is going to be Victorious Sona.
What do you guys think about the
Kog'Maw skin? Definitely a departure. I didn't see it on here. Oh, you linked it. Okay. Because I looked at it and I didn't see it.
I've been trying to word a joke.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, I like it a lot. I think it's goofy. I was trying to like word a joke where wait till you see the Sona skin with three eyes. That being the theme, dude. That's funny. It's just a three-eyed monster.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I think, boy, I'm going to say it. Reddit fucking said this was the worst skin in the world. So,
it's fine.
I don't know. Yeah. Does it? I mean, is it the craziest skin? No, I don't think so, but... is it fine for Victoria skin? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, usually it's just character with some sort of armor that they can color different.
Yeah,
colors.
Some sort of light blue and gold armor.
Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
I don't know.
I like Kog'Maw.
It's cool.
I think I might play Flex Q to get ranked for Kog'Maw.
Whoa! He's going to do it. You could play just your placements and then finish.
Yeah, exactly. I'd finish Emerald. Like, I played one
game.
No,
you finished Gold. You
finished
Diamond.
Yeah. I'm Emerald one after one game, is what I mean. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you'd finish Diamond if you just finish your placements, right? You know what? That's right. I wouldn't expect you to win one out of three games.
You said you wanted a bomb to fall on me earlier.
I mean, yeah. But that was just a little funny joke, you know?
It was
between
friends.
I would never say that. Yeah. It's still April, and you're still the fool.
That's fine. Cool. That's all cool stuff. I'm glad when they do these updates. I think they give a pretty good insight into a lot of stuff that's coming.
Yeah, me too. Plus, I feel like I tend to like pretty much all the stuff that they release, like or teaser or whatever. So, and Reddit hates it, which makes me like it more.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's it for the news. We kind of blew through that. Did you guys have anything more that you wanted to add on that?
I guess, yeah, anything is that specific. I feel like Arena is the thing I'm looking most forward to. I hope that it's popular. I do think that maybe it wouldn't be good as a permanent mode the more that I've thought about it. Maybe it's just because I'm like in not super heavy league phase, but I do think that maybe just having dev cycles on it might be better for the health of the mode. But maybe that's just, I mean, the reality is they should just make it so that it comes back whenever, but it's always available in customs, like every fucking game. That's like the reality what they should do. So I don't know. I just wish like we had options in general.
Yeah, for sure. I think the only other alternative would be, I think if you wanted to keep it permanent, I think this would be a perfect mode to kind of treat like TFT, where it gets, you know, more frequent updates and then multiple resets in the year over solo queue, right?
Yeah.
Like if they took the three split approach for Arena, like I think that'd be a really healthy way to introduce that permanently.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to add was I think 16 players, 8 teams will be like interesting to see how that changes the game. I know with 4 teams, I think it was a lot more common that you'd see people like building to counter specific people, right? Whether it be like heal cut or like stack MR.
Like double AP, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Versus with 8 teams, I think that'll balance out a lot more. So it's like, yeah, maybe they did pick Malzahar, Lissandra, but like everyone else in the lobby is AD. So like, no, we're not going to build MR.
Yeah, I think it allows more options for team comps, right? Like, if you go double AP, you definitely have a... there's less part of the game where you'll be fist-fucked by people just building full MR.
Yeah. My only hope is that I hope the games don't last too much longer than they do currently. Because it feels like a mode that should take, you know, like 15, 20 minutes. So if you're dedicating, I don't know, half an hour to 45 minutes, then I feel like it starts to feel bad.
Especially if you play with friends, right? Like, I mean, like right now, I think it's in the perfect spot that even if you get knocked at first, you go grab a drink, go pee, and then the game's over. Like, you're out for 5 minutes longer. Dude, if it's 16 teams or 16 players and you get knocked at first, if you're waiting 15 minutes, it's a little rough, I think. But
yeah, especially with people who, like, maybe aren't necessarily the best at the mode.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. My thought on how that would work is, like, I feel like you play every team once, and then once you've played every team once, at that point, like, two teams or, like, a couple teams get eliminated each fight after that, right? So it's, like, eight combats at, like, 2 minutes each, and then maybe, like, four or five more before the game's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, about stuff like this. Yeah. It's the same issue that I have with TFT. Sometimes Totally is like you play like a long ass game and then you lose by one round or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, oh, that's fucking lame. I only lost because I played against this person when in theory, like you've pretty well played against the same amount of people equally. Like it just feels like really bad in that moment, I think, at times if you like go out, like right before someone else. But
yeah, I'm just trying to think of like, again, with 16 players, like 8 teams is the easier way to think about it. Yeah. Like, it's if I don't play against every team,
yeah,
if I can be eliminated before I play against every team, I feel like that's bad. But also at that point, like, if I have to play 8 2-minute rounds, that's already 16 minutes in,
yeah,
and then like plus however many additional rounds to start eliminating people.
Not I think only
it'll,
that
it'll probably be like around 20 minutes ish
yeah. Also, just the balance of the game mode. Like, I think we already, like, maybe we didn't play it to, like, the top 100 rank or whatever, but it very much felt like, due to the pacing of the game, you could pretty consistently play late-game characters and at least get to late-game, right? Even if you
yes.
like, just 8 losses. And if we do want to do the thing where you have to play against everyone once or twice, then unless they change how fast you level, how fast you get gold, you're guaranteeing that late game even more. Like, I wonder what it looks like.
Or they would have to like incentivize winning more.
Yeah.
Right. Where it's like, you could like buy maybe better stat potions or like you could like purchase another item slot if you won like the first 8 rounds or something.
Lots of cool options for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And then
I'm
the
also excited for like the bullet hell.
Yeah.
Whatever. That comes up.
Obviously, we have like zero information for that, but like the one thing that I'm most excited for is they've announced it's going to be a co-op thing. So, like,
oh, have they? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just like you're playing by yourself, but you can play with like friends, which I think
yeah.
is the number one thing that they should do for everything. Everything should be like team enjoyable, something that you can do with your buddies. Like,
yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like, dude, imagine all of our friends on Discord, on like the TeamSpeak Discord that like, they're all pretty casual players. They would fucking love just hanging out and playing, like, a PvE game, I think.
Yeah, that would be sick. Definitely. Especially if it had some sort of, like, longevity attached to it. And wasn't, I don't know, something you did once and then that was it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, hopefully it's cool. Fun. Like, I wonder, like, they haven't announced fucking anything about it, I guess. Because, like, I don't even know, like, what it looks like, how long it would be, what the upgrades look like. Is it replayable? I'm assuming it is replayable, because it'd be weird if it wasn't replayable. That being
said. Yeah, but that's what I mean is, like, if it, the Odyssey mode, I feel like, is a bad example of how to make a, like, long-term PvE mode.
Yeah, and they even had some longevity stuff, too, and I feel like it still didn't feel like that.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too.
Cool. I'm super excited.
I think that's it for the news. So let's go into our game.
Hell yeah. So just for some, hold on. How do I put this in? How is I going to put this together? So it's funny. I started a couple days ago putting together this thing where I was like writing down some stuff. And then Colton last night in just randomly in conversation, he goes, we should do a thing. Or no, what did you say last night, Gold?
I said, if we were doing League of Legends superlatives, Aiden would be most likely to find somebody's home address after a normal game.
Yeah, it is
because
funny.
Because you were stalking that guy and found that he had, like, paid for the coaching on Fiverr. And I'm like, you do this shit.
That is pretty crazy.
And it's funny because, like, literally at lunch the day before, or, like, the day of, like, 8 hours earlier in the day, I was just writing down, like, who is most likely to whatever, because I wanted to make a like a game mode for us, but I couldn't think of the word superlative. Like, I that like was out of my vocabulary. So it's just like I was fucking going through like I was searching 150 most likely to things, and I was trying to make them League of Legends themes. So I was like reading like a Teen Vogue article, like trying to put these
That's
together.
So funny.
But anyways, I put together like 15 or so, and we're also going to try something out new out for a roundtable. Usually, roundtable is like a League of Legends themed question. This week, it's going to be you guys can submit more superlatives for us to answer next week. So we'll do like my 15 or so. And if you guys have any fun ones that you want us to answer, I'll throw them in there. Maybe we can get like 10 or so more from our community that we can answer next week, because I think this will be a fun thing. So for those who don't know, it's going to be like who is most likely to X, right? And then the three of us will in our chat just write down who we think is the most likely to, and we'll like talk about it and discuss it. I think it'll be a fun thing. I wrote 15. If you guys have any more that you want to add, feel more than free. But I know I had a little more time to prep these. So
okay.
Cool. Do you want to start? Cool.
Oh, I didn't have any, so I would love to. Yeah.
No, I meant like just begin. Like,
oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yes, let us begin.
Cool. Who is the most likely to become a pro player? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Colton.
Me.
Yeah, Colton. That's easy.
Like, neither of you guys like the game enough.
Well, okay. So I think, like, even in, when we were playing at, like, all of our peaks, I feel like personally, Aiden and I were not willing to put in enough time to be a pro, right? Whereas I feel like Colton, you'd be willing to like sacrifice sleep or sacrifice, I don't know, other things like jobs or whatever to.
It's funny.
Yeah, probably.
There's some that are related. Yeah, no, I completely agree though. I think Colton, you also agree. You've also played for teams, like amateur teams. Like,
yeah,
you feel like you've been in that ecosystem for like at some point.
Yeah, I also like think, you know, I think your like highest peak is definitely higher than my highest peak. But I also think that like as someone who primarily like Tahm Kench one trick with like maybe one secondary character, like, you know, I think you would have to drastically change the way you play League of Legends to operate in like a competitive environment.
I smurf your peak, bro.
True, you do.
So true.
Cool. Who is the most likely to get banned for toxicity?
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Aiden.
It's probably me.
It's gotta be you.
Yeah, I don't know. I've stopped feeling bad about the things I say. Which,
yeah, that's not good.
So like, it's okay. I don't think I should say some things I say. I used to be way worse when I was younger, and then it went like got really good for a while. And now
yeah, you were a good little boy.
I get mad at like people are just mean, and then I want to be mean to them. Like, it's never like unprompted.
never unprompted. Okay, you sound like the people on Reddit. They deserved it.
Yeah,
they did deserve it though. If they're mean,
if they didn't want to be told that, they shouldn't have played that way.
The funniest thing is that a lot of people that we play with, Nick, you're one of the people, just have chat off. So if someone's mean to you in chat,
yeah,
like, you don't even see it.
I don't even see it.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking living your own life, and I'm just fighting the battle for you, dude. I'm on the front line.
Yeah, have you guys seen that? You guys have seen that meme where it's like the soldier protecting the child sleeping, and it's got like the knives and burning arrows like going that's Aiden protecting us.
Cool.
That's Aiden. One. You're the child sleeping, and I'm just like off screen eating popcorn watching.
Yeah, Colton like has chat on, he just doesn't type. The
only time Colton ever
like types in this is when I'm like trying to prompt someone to link me their account because they've been mean all game, and Colton's like, yeah man, link your account.
True. I support Aiden.
He enables you.
I just say any linkers.
That's so funny.
And sometimes someone will say something mean in chat, and Colton will be like, ooh, what's Aiden gonna say? Like, he actually pushes me.
I inform you, I enable you so much.
Interesting.
Okay, cool. Next one is, who is most likely to quit the game cold turkey? 3, 2, 1, Nick.
Aiden.
Yeah, Nick.
Really?
Dick, dude, I think that time's coming sooner than we think. I think that time might be September.
Aiden, you've literally talked about, like, I wish I didn't play League.
Yeah, but I would never quit cold turkey. I think that's the difference. Like, I think I'm, like, willing to, like, step away from it and stuff. I think, Nick, one day you're just gonna be the wife guy.
Maybe
the wife guy doesn't play League of Legends.
No, I think I'm gonna play League though.
Colton, what's your opinion?
I mean,
obviously he voted for me.
I said Nick, but I think that it is very unlikely that any of us ever like truly quits League entirely. Because I think, like, even if we, like, quit ranked or like, quit playing often, like, there's no world in my mind where we don't at least, like, once a month be like, you guys want to do some ARAMs? Right? Like, or even if it became, like, the way we play Minecraft, where it's, like, once a year, we're just like, we're going to play Minecraft again. Like, we're just going to play League of Legends for a couple weeks. Right? Like, Worlds happens, and we're like, let's all play League of Legends for a few weeks.
I think that makes sense.
Next is, who is most likely to buy a League of Legends NFT? 3, 2, 1. Nick.
Aiden. Colton. Interesting. We all have different answers. I don't know.
Like, you get into like stuff like you're trendy.
You think I'm trendy?
Yeah, I think you're trendy for an elderly man.
My guy, I make a fucking League of Legends podcast.
Trendy sky around.
15 years old. But I guess that's fair. Like, I think I buy into some hype sometimes. I said Colton because I feel like, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, I feel like you're more willing to do dumb shit, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm absolutely willing to do dumb shit.
Like, I don't think you're dumb, and I don't think you do dumb shit, but I think you could be convinced to do so, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree, and I definitely see myself the same way, where it's like, I don't think I'm dumb, but I will like knowingly participate in a stupid thing just cuz I think it's like worth the experience, right?
Where I also like, think you're driven more out of spite than anyone else I know. Like, Colton, you can't drink 21 drinks in a day. Check this out.
Colton, you won't spend $4,000 on that Ruben NFT.
Yeah, exactly.
I said Aiden because he's been like sponsored by like Raid Shadow Legends, and if I feel like that's close enough to an NFT.
That's true.
Like, I
unless
feel
he's
like
currently
like
sponsored by Raid,
steps,
in which case,
two steps away.
We love Raid.
Yeah,
we do love Raid here. Cool. Next is, who is most likely to thank their teammates after a good game? 3, 2.
Okay.
1.
Nick.
But I do that after the podcast. I say, "Hey, good game," or "good episode."
Good show.
We started that.
I'm a pretty positive chatter in ranked, especially now that
that's
I'm a support.
Interesting, because I do feel like you're the most toxic person I know in ranked.
Oh no, what I'm saying verbally.
Verbally, yeah. You never type it
in just chat though. I'm so positive, especially now that I'm a support player.
Okay, it's only because the fucking system hasn't picked up passive aggressive comments so far.
Nah.
The amount of times I've seen you type out like. I don't know, like, don't gank bot, Lamau. Stupid shit like that is, like, absolutely insane.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I'll start typing something toxic, and then I'll clear it out. The only things I chat these days are, like, good job and, like, gank bot.
That's toxic.
True.
Yeah, that's pretty toxic.
You can't ask for ganks.
Next is, who is the most likely to appear as the focus of a LOL Dobby video? 3, 2, 1. Nick.
Colton. Me?
Yeah, I think so. I think you'd
do you,
play
like I feel some, like I play the least meta stuff.
I think you play Bard, though. And I think Bard just has a higher chance in general to appear in a video.
That's fair. You know what? Actually, I'd like to change my answer to me. If you had looked at my champion pool from, like, last year... Holy fuck, I was a prophet. I mained Bard and Senna, and then I played Maokai a bunch too. Like, all of whom were absolutely cracked late last year. Yeah, and this year, and earlier this year.
I said, I'm a prophet. Aiden, I think I am most likely to, like, try a build that would end up on that video, like, before it became popular, but there's no way I would play it for enough games for that to be found.
That's fair.
Right? Like, I would find the OP build, win 6 games in a row with it, and then drop it entirely.
It's
and then
too
Aiden
broken
would...
for my honorable taste.
I would
yeah,
never
Aiden
that.
Would have, like, a 70% win rate on over 50 games.
That's funny. Cool. Next is, who is the most likely to meet a girl through League? 3, 2, 1. Nick.
Aiden.
Me. Yeah, it's weird because we're all in relationships now. Yeah. I feel like it would just depend on like you being open to that. And I feel like Aiden, you aren't.
well, it's funny because I did, but
yeah, but I still feel like you're not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it is funny because like, I did, but I do think it is way more of a Nick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said Aiden just because that's what's actually happening.
That is funny though.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, I like this one a lot actually. Who is the most likely to get a League of Legends tattoo? 3, 2, 1. Colton.
Me. Colton.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Tattoos? No, I don't have a tattoo. But I swear to God, like I've been. This is good. Okay. I don't listen to his music anymore, right? But I swear I've been so close to just getting a Kanye tattoo for such a long time. Like,
oh, no.
At multiple points in my life. I'm like definitely not there anymore, obviously. But and thank Christ that didn't happen. But I don't
know.
Like,
what
if
you want to get a tattoo, I'll get one with you.
Yeah, what are we going to get a tattoo of?
I mean, I don't want to get a matching tattoo. We're not that close.
Okay.
As much as
what if we... I mean, but we should, right?
No, we really
Nick,
should.
What if we get a League Cast tattoo? Of the TF and Graves, and we'll both get it because that's us.
It is really funny. Have you seen that emote, Aiden? It's it's like Twisted Fate, like hugging Graves from behind around the neck. Like, definitely something that is weird to go into a computer game, but it is what
he
it is.
He loves him, dude.
Yeah, they're really good roommates. But every time I type that, I always like tell someone to tag themselves. Like, which one are you? I don't know. Like, it would be fun to get like a League Cast tattoo, right?
I don't think I'd get a League Cast one, but like I would easily get like a small little like League of Legends tattoo. I feel like I've played it enough, and then I wouldn't get it somewhere like actually like visible.
You wouldn't get a face tattoo
right above my ass. No, but I've considered getting like a little tiny like the Tom Kench 3 stacks somewhere. Like I think that's like a cool.
Oh, that'd be good.
Doesn't immediately like scream League of Legends, but like
yeah,
I've played enough of that character that I wouldn't mind having it somewhere.
Yeah, I've thought about a lot of different ones over the years and just never had one where I'm like, that's the one.
Okay, what if we get a good League Cast logo and then we all get tattoos, right?
Dude, if we had a League Cast logo for the last 14 years, then I'd be like, oh, of course.
Yeah, true. I would also suggest you like you could get the top lane logo to let everyone know that they shouldn't leave you alone with your children. So,
cool. Yeah, no,
that's pretty
fun.
Cool.
who is the most likely to ask if you want to play a game?
A game of League or a game of whatever?
A game of League. Sorry, yeah. A game of League. Two, one. Nick.
I feel like I'm always wanting to play League and nothing else.
You don't
like,
ask
for
that
our,
much, but, like,
for our
I think
like
you're
friend
likely.
Game. Yeah. Why Aiden, Colton?
I mean, I think it was pretty close between the two of you, but I just think at least probably recency bias, like Aiden has been online more asking people to play.
Yeah,
games.
That's fair.
I think it's
Colton and I've been chatting it up in our DMs, dude.
Yeah.
It's been very
saying
nice.
Mean things about me. You can't
no,
say no because
we don't,
you
even
said
think
earlier
when we're talking together. We're just like, we just really,
that's
enjoy talking
literally not what you said 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that wasn't in our DMs. We don't talk about you in our DMs.
Oh, okay.
Our DMs are for personal
that's fair.
Things. So
yeah. We're not always cool. Just like our interactions aren't about you, Nick. Always
they should be.
They're actually never.
You don't have anything better in your life.
Cool. Who's the most likely to cool. buy an ELO boost? 3, 2, 1. Colton.
I only say Colton because I feel like Aiden and I have both reached the point where like, who cares? But I feel like eventually Colton, it may hit a point where like. You are so done with ranked that you'll just pay like the $500 or whatever to be done with it.
No, I would never buy. I feel like none of us would ever actually buy a boost, but
no.
Yeah.
But like, there's also the part of me where like, I would never spend $500 on a boost. Like, I would lose my job because I was playing 14 hours of League of Legends a day before I bought a boost to get me to Diamond.
That is really funny.
I didn't have this written down, but do we want to do who it's most likely to buy coaching? Because I feel like that's more
sure.
related. So, yeah, who's the most likely to buy coaching? 3, 2, 1.
I Colton. Really? I think it's Colton for the same reasons. Like, I think Aiden, like, you're more content with just being like good based on your own skill, but I could see Colton wanting to make it like an actual grind to get to GM or Challenger or whatever at some point.
Mm-hmm. What did you say, Colton? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I said you. I think it's also that one's pretty close between you and I. I mean, I've certainly considered it, but I also just like, to me, if I'm gonna buy coaching, before I do that, I would need to just like take more serious steps to like improve the way I play and learn the game, mm-hmm. and like, if I'm not even going to do that, then why would I waste money on coaching? Versus I feel like you, when you were trying, you know, like you had more of a system in place and were like more serious about the game and could have actually like utilized coaching versus like, I know what I need to improve. It's like, I need to actually play the game seriously and pick a character.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
And stop trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. Who's the most likely to forget game night? Three. Two.
Wait. Okay, to forget or to not come to it?
I think forget's probably like better.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Colton.
Me.
Fuck. I'm gonna say me.
You are forgetful, Nick, but
I feel like I'm not really forgetful. I do a pretty good job.
I'm forgetful as fuck.
Yeah, but I don't ever think you. Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say you do it out of malice. Like, I don't think you do it out of malice, but I guess that wasn't the question, was it?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm just forgetful as fuck. I mean, I just never miss it because I'm not doing other shit.
Yeah.
You're fair. Just around.
Right, like, if you had never included me in the scheduling messages, I'd still be there most of the time.
It's funny, actually.
That is funny.
Who's the most likely to pull an all-nighter to grind ranked? This one's okay. Straightforward. 3, 2, 1. Colton.
Yeah. Colton.
It's me.
Whoa.
It's pretty straightforward. Colton, you're a fucking.
Yeah. I think like by a factor of 10, I've done that more times than both of you combined.
Yeah. Like a lot.
Goes Colton, and then it's a huge drop off. Then it's me. Then it's Nick. Like Nick, yeah. I think you're pretty responsible about getting off when you're supposed to get off. I still have the gamer in me of like, I just lost a game and I'm gonna fucking play until I win. But like Colton, you've
wait. I don't feel like that's you at all.
Oh, that I get so angry when I lose. Sometimes I go like, that game is fucking bullshit. I need to play again. I'm gonna play again. I'm angry.
That's wild because I feel like you're describing me and Colton like to a T. Like
did rage queue up last like season a fair bit actually.
Yeah, like a lot. And yeah, I'm not the only one, Colton.
Yeah, no, but I feel like most of the times if I'm pulling an all-nighter playing League, it's not because I'm rage queuing. Mm-hmm. It's because like I was playing regularly until like 1 and I try and go to bed. I'm like, I'm not really tired. I'll just play until 7 in the morning and go to
until
work.
Until I am tired. Uh-oh.
No, yeah. I'll just play into the next day, go to work and be fine. You don't That's understand, crazy. Nick. I get
that, no, I don't understand. I hate sleeping and I have to go to sleep.
That's so weird.
Just don't. Just choose not to.
I think sleep is such a waste of time. Like, obviously, it's necessary, and it's nice when I'm not tired and I'm well-rested and stuff. But imagine if you just, like, could get well-rested by plugging yourself into a wall, but you could still do stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's called playing League of Legends.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to be Neuralinked.
Hell yeah. Who's the most likely to boost for money? 3
to boost
2.
For money?
Yeah, for like money, yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Aiden.
It's between me and Colton. I don't know. I'd probably say myself, but that's because I know I would fucking do it right this second.
I'm saying myself because I have done it in the past.
Oh, interesting. Like, how much? Like, okay, you don't have to say who. How much was it and to what rank?
It was like in season 3, and it was like a couple accounts to like diamond and some to gold. Like I did it through some like website, and it sucked because like
you were a professional booster.
Yeah, I was professional. It sucked because like the pay for getting an account from like silver to gold, mm-hmm. was like 20 cents a game. It was awful.
Oh my god,
it was like $7. So it was only really worth it to like boost like plat to diamond.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Hey man, I would fucking do it right now.
Yeah, my answer was Aiden because I feel like I don't want to say like you have less morals than Colton and I, because I don't think that's the right word for it. But I think like, I think you're more willing to accept like the gray areas in life. For sure. You know?
He has less integrity. Yeah.
Yeah. I would fucking do it right now, dude. Like, yeah. I don't care.
Like, would you accept a gambling sponsorship?
I've thought about that a fair bit. I think no. But like, I think I would accept a sports betting sponsorship myself though. Which I think is like also in that gray area, right? Like,
yeah. Do you not think that's gambling?
No, I don't. Like, it obviously falls under the same category, but I think it's different than like,
yeah,
like a casino, right? That's like my logic. But it's also something that I do personally. Whereas, like, I don't fucking just go gamble randomly. Like, mm-hmm. I do enjoy like betting on like games and stuff, though.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Cool. Next is, who's the most likely to shot call a game?
To shot call a game.
Yep. 3, 2, 1, Colton.
Aiden. Interesting. Colton. I have changed my answer. I would have said Colton. However, Aiden, I've noticed that you've started to, like, recently when we're playing with our friends, you started to, like, hey, it's time to stop fucking around. I'm trying to win this game. And then you shot call, you know?
Yeah, that's when somebody on the enemy team starts being toxic. Yeah. And
I
then Aiden and I say,
oh,
we have to try.
I see.
Oh, dude, we had a game last night where there's a cocksucker Echo. And, dude, Colton and I went, like, we got a lot of kills bottom.
You know, Super
just,
Saiyan?
It was just so hard. Dude, Colton and I tried so fucking hard to beat this guy into the ground. But okay. We also played Lee Sin fucking Silas bottom, so it's not like we had much of a chance.
Yeah, yeah. For as weak as AD carries are, I feel like if you don't play an AD carry bot lane, like, you're just shafting yourself.
Yeah, I still think it's one of the strongest roles in the game. And I know that's controversial. I just think it's like also the hardest role in the game to play, right? Like,
yes.
So
yeah.
The lows are low, man.
Yeah, the lows are low. Like, definitely not, you know, disagreeing with that, but the highs are pretty fucking high.
You don't see Guma Yushi playing fucking Lee Sin Cho'Gath or something, like, mm-hmm. Cho'Gath bottom and Brand bottom for a reason, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Next is, who's the most likely to retell a story on the podcast? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Nick. I think it's me. Oh, Nick.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wait, did we all
all vote for ourselves? Yeah.
Yeah, because so I think we all know about
I think
so
we're
many
self-conscious,
times we've told
yeah.
the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a rotating, like, I said it yesterday. I'm just a fucking magic eight ball on repeat with the amount of, like, memes and stories and stupid shit I tell.
Yeah.
I think, like, we're everybody feels hyper-aware. That way about themselves a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Like, you always know that you've, like, told the story before, but you're not sure about other people as much.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's good.
That is funny.
So I've had one last one. It's actually going to be like 5, but I just wanted us to, they're less like superlatives, but I want us to rank who's the best at each role. So, like, top, jungle, mid, bottom, and then support. So we'll go top first. 3, 2, 1.
Aiden.
I think it's me. Yeah. I think that's
funny. Wow, that was fun. And that's the end of the section, folks. Just wanted to jerk himself off.
Let's do jungle. Okay. 3, 2, 1, Colton.
Me.
Yeah. I want to put Nick. Dude, sometimes, Nick, you play jungleman. I don't know what the fuck you're smoking, dude.
I don't know either. Like, sometimes I go absolutely insane, and then sometimes I fucking turbo in.
Dude,
most of the time I turbo in.
This isn't a section where I just want to beat up my friends, but, like, something. Yeah, I really like how you play sometimes. Dude, what the fuck were you doing in the game we played against that Karma, like, a couple days ago?
I don't know.
I was angry. I was, like, actually angry at Todd. Because you gank this Karma. He's wearing a Karma mid who's, first of all, impossible to gank. We have one of our lower elo friends playing mid, so, like, not much follow-up. She has a barrier heal. He ganks her once, she burns barrier. He ganks her a second time, she burns heal. He ganks her a third time, and they get double killed. And guess what? He ganked her 5 more times.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Okay, I think at that point I was just like, I was trying to just prove that I could, you know? And I couldn't.
Dude, I just think it
was
so funny.
I was
man.
Wrong.
Hey, man, that's funny. Colton's actually good at jungle, though, I think.
Yeah, Colton's good at jungle. That's the boring answer.
Cool. Who is the best at mid? 3, 2, 1, Nick.
Me. Thank
Colton,
you.
Who'd you say?
We have to say Nick.
Yeah.
We have to. Because he won the mid challenge.
I did win the mid challenge, and I was the only one to stick to the rules.
Yeah, the rules were cringe, let's be real.
It's very funny because we agreed on those rules.
Yeah, I think we quickly realized that, holy fuck, we're playing nine boring characters.
Speak for yourself. I played Akshon and Aurelion Sol. This shit was fun.
Yeah, but either way, you did win regardless, so.
Thank you.
AD carry. 3, 2, 1.
Colton.
Me.
Really?
I think I'm bad at AD carries, but I think I'm good at bot lane.
That's fair.
Like, I think...
Yeah, I don't think you're good at AD carries, but you are good at the AD carry role.
I can play Draven.
Because you don't play...
Yeah. But, like, dude, I think I can climb higher playing bottom lane if, like, it wasn't just AD carries. Like, I think I can play, like, shit like Cho'Gath, Tahm Kench, Brand. Like, I can play a bunch of shit like that I think's actually good. Like, better than most people can play AD carry.
Okay, that's fair. I still am going to say Colton. Wise,
yeah, like, Colton's good at marksman, dude. He's actually, like, good at the role.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the fucking hard one. Who's the best at support? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Nick.
Oh, I'm gonna say Colton, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I am the best at support in lane. But I feel like Colton is the best at support overall because he is more willing to leave and do stupid shit.
Gotta be willing to leave and do stupid shit.
But like that's when the support role is like the strongest, right? When you do something that is like super unexpected but gets your team such a big lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a huge part of it. I also think that like traditionally I think you've played a lot of Bard and Senna, which I think are stronger laners than, like, in my case,
than Zillion.
Mm-hmm. Zillion and Renata.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know why you play Renata so much.
I stopped this season. I had a great time with her last season.
Gotcha.
Support's hard, man, that high elo.
Yeah, the only thing, like, it I'll is.
I think it's really easy. Really easy to a point. Dude, I started playing support secondary on my main at 400 LP master, dude. I was the reason we lost a lot of games.
Yeah, it is so easy to say like support is easy because you don't have to do anything to win. But again, like if you're not making those plays for the teams who like for the your teammates who you are empowering, then like I don't know, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, and I don't know. I can definitely speak from like experience where. You can tell a lot of times if someone is like a filled support or uncomfortable mm-hmm. in a character, and you just like win lanes so hard for free. I think the worst example of this, it was like Zillion Jinx, I think, versus like Maokai Samira, and the Maokai started E, and it was like the lane's just over. Like he started E, we're just both auto attacking him 100 times. There's nothing you can do about mm-hmm. it. It's just like you cannot get away with that.
But that's what the guide tells you to go.
True.
Max E.
Yeah, like you just don't get to interact like with the first 5 waves, and if they freeze it on you, you lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That is the section. I'll post this as a roundtable section. So our roundtable section this week will literally just be, hey, create a League of Legends themed superlative, and we'll use it next week if we think it's good. We'll like do as many as we think are good. I'll write some examples.
What if I just went through a bunch that all the answers are clearly me? Who's
so
the most
funny.
Likely to play 10 unique characters in 10 games?
Who's the most likely to be super handsome while they play League of Legends? It's Colton.
It is Colton.
True. Who's the most likely to lose 27 games in a row but somehow be a higher elo another week after that?
Also Colton.
Yeah, so this will just be like something that we're testing. I'll go back to doing like regular roundtables, but I also think it's fun every once in a while to do something like different for that section.
Yeah,
it's just
for
kind
sure.
of like, hey, it's a cool way to get community involvement. So
mm-hmm.
Feel free to give us a good one if you can think of one. Make it League of Legends themed and we'll put it in the show.
Hell yeah.
Discord.gg/leaguecast roundtable section.
Whoa, cool, cool, nice
cool.
job.
Competitive League section. Do you guys want to talk about MSI?
Yeah.
Because boy howdy, the like I won't say I don't know, the proposed patch is coming out and there are a lot of really, really weird buffs, right? Like buffs were the big part of it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I wish there was a link.
I can pull up a link. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Like, I hate the people who are like, oh, they buff characters for skins and shit like that. Like, I think that's all, like, super cringe. That being said, I do believe that Riot puts buffs before big tournaments to make the tournaments as interesting as possible, and as they should. But it's pretty fucking obvious this time. Like, they're doing a lot of shit. Like, they're buffing characters that are already, like, pretty pickable.
Yeah.
That are interesting. Like, Akali, Draven, Galio, Gwen, Huey, Jin, Kai'Sa, Olaf, Sylas, Viego, Yone. Those are all characters that are getting buffs. They're all seeing pro play. Like, it's, and once again, I think all those characters are very interesting to see in pro play. It's just very obvious to me, at least, as I put my on my like foil hat, that they are doing this because these characters are more interesting and it will create a more like interesting worlds, or MSI. And Dan Mann in our chat also said, like, he thinks that, like, part of the AD carry buffs, like the Jin, Draven, Kai'Sa buffs, are to give counters to Zeri, because we are starting to see a little bit of Yumi Zeri, and they fucking don't want that to happen. They're also nerfing Zeri too, which, like, Zeri's not being played that much, but they don't want to see her, dude.
But right? She's being played some, so.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems
obvious
to me, at least.
It's just funny because, like, I feel the pro meta is a lot of times a few weeks behind actual balance changes to things, right? So it's like if Yumi Zeri was, like, good because of balance changes 6 weeks ago, we won't see it in pro play until, like, 4 weeks into that period.
Yeah.
Like, they can almost, like, nerf it before it becomes popular, not necessarily just before it became too strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, that's good. I think a lot of people are tired of Zeri still, so probably fine that they attempt to get ahead of that at least.
I mean, dude, the bitching and mode, like, it did kind of fuck up Worlds 2022, 2023, whatever year.
Yeah,
it was.
For sure. Yeah,
but, like, dude, it was relentless. Dude, people would never shut the fuck up about it.
But there's been a ton of, like, picks like that. So I don't understand what the issue is, like, with that one specifically, you know?
I think Riot's been better in general about being heavy-handed
for sure.
Patches as well. Like, dude, the worst one's probably the Juggernaut patch before whatever Worlds that was, where, like, they fucking made Mordekaiser crazy, they made Darius insane. There's
It has to be Pantheon, right? Where he was pickable in top mid support.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't playable in the jungle, I don't think, but probably still could have picked it there.
Yeah, no, they've done it a couple times where I think they're trying to be better about it, but this just seems like the most obvious version of, like, they are just making picks that are already good better so that we're going to see, like, Yones and shit.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, I think a lot of those characters are really fun to watch. Like, it's fun to watch a Draven get a bunch of stacks and then, like, pop off with a big kill, right? Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with Olaf being a fun, I think he is a good, like, counter pick in the draft, but I think he is boring to watch as a champion.
Yeah. So if we all are on board with, like, it's pretty obvious that they're kind of patching MSI for this reason. How do we feel about certain teams being good at certain characters or comps and Riot in theory having a hand in determining what that could be? This is getting a little conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying that they're doing this, but I'm saying that, like, for example, SKT a couple of years ago was really, really good at, like reset comps, right? So they'd played like Jinx with, like, the Galio. So Galio would jump in, they'd have Jinx, they'd have, like, Viego, shit like that. What if they just happen to buff a couple of these characters and that maybe helps a team like SKT, who has a big fan base, who obviously does really, really, really well, like, viewer metrics wise,
like merch sales.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're doing this. I think that'd be crazy. But in theory, they have incentive to do it, and they have shown that they make balance changes outside of just balance for the game, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I obviously, I don't think they're doing that either, but it does present an interesting, you know, conundrum where, like, if it's possible, should it be something to, like, keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, I think to me the biggest thing I would say just generally is that, like, that always is a possibility, right? Like, that they could be doing that. I don't think they are. And it's why I would just prefer to not see large balance changes or balance changes like at all before big tournaments.
Yeah.
Right. Like I think even to the point of like regional playoffs, I think it's fine to do like decently large patches, but if you really want the game to have like competitive integrity in the esports scene, you don't do big patches before big tournaments. That being said, I don't think that like the primary driving factor behind League of Legends esports is competitive integrity. I think if that was right, like we wouldn't see these changes. We would see different tournament formats. We would see a lot of things done differently if the entire thing was about competitive integrity.
I mean, also, I guess another point, like, if they were interested in, like, doing this, why would they not do this sooner, right? And to be sneaky about it.
That's what I was saying earlier, like, to Nick when we were talking to our Discord. Colton, it's crazy how much our opinions are similar, of, like, if they really believe that these characters need buffs, why are they not doing them earlier? It's obviously because the general league community doesn't want Akali to get buffed. The general league community doesn't want Kai'Sa to get buffed. Doesn't want Yone to get buffed. Doesn't want like,
yeah,
it's, yeah, it's a little,
but
obvious.
Yeah. But like when, if they, yeah.
We'll but see how if quickly it was they get forward, nerfed after, that's probably like the better determiner, right?
Yeah, that's fair. But if it were to help these, like these teams win, like they would for sure just do it before playoffs. Right.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, 2 weeks before playoff, like something like that, I feel like.
No, here's what they would do, Nick, is they do it the patch before playoffs, don't tell anyone, and then tell everyone the next patch and said it was an undocumented change.
Oh, bug fix, huh?
Yeah. Say, oops, we accidentally gave Caitlyn 5 AD.
Yeah. Either way, I think
we only told Liquid about it.
I do think it's really funny that, like, Aurelion Sol is now being played by fucking every team in the entire fucking world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, after his nerfs, too, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things where strong. Fucking tons of, like, not tons of analysts. There are analysts in the scene who have said Aurelion Sol has been good for a while.
Yeah.
No one plays him. People flame APA, myself included a little bit, by the way, for, like, being in Aurelion Sol one trick when he's just playing a good character and fucking no changes happened to the fucking character, and now he's an S tier mid laner.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes pro players don't know what the fuck they're doing, man. Like,
true.
Yeah, to some extent they do.
I want to complain a little bit. Not because I don't think Aurelion is strong. I do think he's super strong, but I played.
Let me slide the soapbox over to you
with our friends, and I got like solo ulted killed by a Mordekaiser like 4 times in the late game, a support Mordekaiser. I was, like, 6 items, like, full build Aurelion Sol, and he just walks up with, like, Solstice Slay, Rylai's Liandry's, and kills me. And it was so frustrating, like, tanking my QER just straight to the face.
It's dumb. I guess, Mord's do you want to quickly talk about the Mord changes as well, since these...
Yeah, sure. How do you guys... Yeah, so his ult will no longer be QSSable, right? How do you guys feel about that?
I think people are making a way too big deal out of it. It's strong. It's a big buff for the character. Just for those who don't know about Mordekaiser. So Mordekaiser's ult, Realm of Death is what it's called? Death Realm? Realm of, something Death like that?
Yeah, who knows?
You click it on someone, and then you trap them in like a 1v1 arena for 7 seconds, right? And you steal some of their stats, so you're stronger, so you have an advantage in this 1v1 arena, right? The counter to it is that you can build QSS, and you can cleanse yourself out of it. You can't actually use the summoner spell cleanse. It's kind of confusing. People say you can cleanse yourself out of it, but cleanse doesn't work. But
yeah,
you can build QSS items, and you can get yourself out of it by clicking it. So they're making it so that you can no longer use QSS items to get out of it. So you're stuck in the realm with him no matter what, unless you like unstoppable it or whatever before it goes off. I think there was a Reddit thread that was like, they're removing his counterplay. And it's, to me, that's so weird. Like, I agree that is a part of counterplay you're removing, which is the boring part of counterplay, which is buy item to counter character.
Or pick strong character, right?
Or pick strong character, yeah. But like, he's still a character who 2 of his 3 abilities are slow, big skill shots. Like, you could still like, run away from him. You can dodge his abilities. I saw comments being like, even if you dodge his abilities, he just hits you three times and then slows you with rallies. Like, what fucking game are these people playing? Dude, they got people got tormented by Mordekaiser or something, man. I've never seen so much fear in the comments about shit like that.
I think a lot of it has to do with like the, it, like if you're not opting into that counterplay, right, or the like itemization, whatever you want to call it, it is very frustrating to feel like you just don't have any other options, right? Like, oh well, I guess he ulted me, so now I just die. But there are ways to play around it, so I don't really understand. It's like dying to Karthus and refusing to build MR.
Just really quickly, so that thread was front page. I still like found it again. It's been heavily downvoted now. It's like only 48% upvoted. So just I think the public sentiment maybe is like not that it's OP anymore. I just, when I saw it initially, it definitely was like, what's the counterpoint? Yeah. It was tons of people being like, it's impossible. I do think it's like interesting though. I'd love to hear your opinion, Colton.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. My biggest issue with it is not so much from like a balance standpoint, but from like a game consistency standpoint. Right, where like for the longest time now, QSS has been like the one that gets you out of anything. And I think it's okay if you want to like let Mord ult through it, but I think at that point then you make Mord go through unstoppable as well. Right? To me, like for consistency's sake, if you're not allowed to QSS Mord ult, then you shouldn't be able to like Olaf ult it or any other unstoppable to like avoid it. Right? Like,
yeah, okay, that was
like, just make the ultimate the power fantasy where it's like, yeah, Mord just chooses you. You're the one. That's it. End of story. Like nothing else does anything.
Is that something that will still exist? I mean, can you still use those abilities to get out of it?
We don't know. It's assumed yes, but we don't know is like the reality.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I think it's interesting. I found the original comment thread, by the way, of like, the counterplay is sidestepping his abilities like it always has been. Someone goes, he can shred you with his passive only. And someone's like, if you're dying just more passive, I think it's on you. He goes, explain. And then he goes on to say, you severely underestimate how much damage you'll do with just that alone.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. But yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think the one issue is... it's actually something we just talked about a second ago, was Colton talking about Mordekaiser support. I don't think Mordekaiser support's good. But the idea of using his ultimate not as a, I'm stronger than you, I capture you in my ult, I'll beat you and get your stats type ability, but using it as a, this is a 7-second stun, is, I think, unintentional. I don't know if it'll happen, but like, I don't think that's good for the game, right? Like, if his ult is just being used as a 7-second stun for pull the Fed AD carry out of the fight type mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people disagree with that though as well. I also think one more thing. I think this is also a great way to have a better balance level on the character. He's a character that, like, if he's too strong, he fucking pulls you into realm, kills you 100% of the time, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you can't QSS this, it means that like there's less variables on how strong he can be based on what the enemy team does. So maybe they can balance the rest of his abilities better. Like maybe he needs nerfs after this. I feel like it will be better for the game.
Yeah, I think that's a really good perspective to have, because I do think that's, as much as I also hate kind of like with like alongside Colton, I hate the idea that QSS just is getting weaker and weaker, but it is a, like, it should be a way to express skill with timings and cooldowns and things like that. It is probably better for the health of these characters with non-damaging ultimates to not have them removed.
Yeah.
But the only other thing I would add is I would be very much down for them to make like the realm bigger a little bit, because I think that's, again, one of like the biggest areas of counterplay that exists, is the fact that like you can outmaneuver the character that has no innate move speed, dashes, gap close, anything. But like, depending on where he puts it and the character you're playing, like, again, right, that's pretty specific, but there are times where it's like, yeah, he just walks at you and like can miss EQ and kill you with passive. And that is unfun to play against. Now, again, that's like I think, a pretty rare circumstance.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's certainly not every game, but, like, I don't know, if you're just dead in the middle of mid lane and, like, he flash ults you as, I don't know, let's say, like, Jinx, it's like, yeah, he's just going to walk at you.
Yeah.
And I guess hopefully you have Ghost up. I don't know.
I just feel like there's more counterplay than people let on about it, I guess, is, like, the main thing, right? Like, even just positioning around it, right? Like, if you know you just flash up and ult up, you play around that range, and obviously you can't do it all the time, but if he's trying to flash past your teammates to ult you, I mean, you always have the argument of, like, well, my teammates don't do anything. They're bonobos.
I think there's also, like, you could make, like, a really dumb argument, but I think it gets the point across where it's like, yeah, well, you can't QSS Malphite ult, and you can't QSS Karthus ult. Like, what do? You play around it appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting. I think it's very... It's a very controversial change, I guess. I wonder if they'll pull back on it based on the feedback, though.
I hope not.
Yeah, cool. We'll just quickly discuss last week's roundtable questions. Once again, you can send in, like, your superlatives this week. Last week's roundtable question was, Overwatch has special voice lines on April Fools when a character ults. What would you like your main to say if League did that? I got one screenshot here. I had two, but I accidentally lost the other one. I'm not going to go grab it again. I'm sorry. Brandon said, when
even Thanos snapped out of existence.
When Sion ults, it's a dog squeak toy. I like that a lot.
Okay. I like the Chunky Monkey saying, whenever Samira ults, it's pew, 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 like, but high-pitched. I think that'd be a good change.
You got a good one from here.
I mean, there's the choice between the Kale and the Thresh. I do really like Bard's just woo-wee, it's me, Thresh.
That's really funny.
That'd be pretty funny.
Like, he just steps out of a bush or, like, hooks you, and he's just like, it's me, Thresh.
I found the best answer. I forgot to, like, screenshot it. It made me laugh. It came in today. It was from Subtle Rock, and they said, not an alt, but I think it'd be funny if Akali choked and coughed on the smoke for W. I think
that'd be really good. I like that.
Cool. Cool. Anyways, go check out our roundtable this week. Give us some content for next week.
Nice. Our very last section is going to be Mail Fight. First up from Carlson. He says, praise the Lord, the Messiah has risen, and his name is Riot Norak. All Rengar players rejoice. As you may or may not know, Rengar has 40-plus bugs ranging from minor annoyances to occasionally literally game losing. All of these have existed since at least 2021. Some have existed since his revert in patch 8.4. And so some have existed since or prior to his rework in patch 6.22. Another Rioter worked on Rengar between... 1120 patch 1120 and the release of his rework in 12.6. That's about 5 months, and he couldn't even make a dent in the amount of bugs on the champ. Now in comes the absolute Giga Chad that is Riot Norak, and in just a few days fixes the bug on Sundered Sky, which wouldn't allow Rengar to proc the item with his Q. Two more days, and he fixes the same bug for Rengar's Leap Auto. This also led him to discover that the item was bugged on a bunch of other champions, which was then fixed in the next patch. Now for patch 14.8, he has fixed the Knife Kitty's interactions with both Infinity Edge and Navori, making crit items available to Rengar again. On the live patch, Rengar's Q-empowered auto will deal less damage than a normal critting auto if he has built IE and Navori's additional damage passive will now apply to his Q. More importantly, he has fixed the cooldown refund mechanics of Navori and Transcendence. You see, when Rengar has Q active and attacks a target, the bug causes cooldowns to either increase or stay the same instead of refunding a portion. This bug has existed on all editions of Transcendence, Navori, and Shojin that has had the refund mechanic. This will open up a lot of optional builds for Rengar, like infinite heal builds around Navori, Bloodthirster, and his W, which will now get a lowered cooldown from attacking. So get your free LP in patch 14.8. I hope that Norak will fix the bug with Yorick's wall. If you activate Rengar's Q and try to attack Yorick's wall, the animation will go through, but you won't deal damage to the wall. I'm not exactly sure how this one works, but sometimes you also get stuck and repeat the auto animation without being able to click away. In short, if you click Q while inside the wall, you just have to wait for the wall to come down, unable to fight back while Yorick bonks you. Anyways, sorry for the long email. Death to Kha'Zix. kindest regards, kind regards, kindred Rengards, Carlson 10.
Hell yeah.
That's good, interesting. Changes. A lot of stuff that I have no idea how that works, but that is really cool.
Yeah, it's just wild to me still, every time, how many, like, bugs like this exist in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty insane. And I don't even know how you, like, can possibly start fixing them. Like, where do you start on that?
Back in the day when, like, it was, like, old Mordekaiser, the one that summoned, like, dragons and shit, he had a bug list of, like, over 130 at one point. Oof. And it was, like, I remember, like, a rioter back when we had, the red forums or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he started his mission to start fixing those, and then he didn't fix any of those, and he left the company. And then they reworked
that's the character, crazy. So.
But, yeah, I don't know how you fucking just fix shit like that, man, without breaking other stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. Cool. Thank you, Carlson.
Yeah. Next email is from Dippy. If you guys hadn't noticed, Camille as a character is very preoccupied with precision. In fact, one of her many quotes using the term is, "Precision is the only standard that matters." But here's why she is wrong. Someone this obsessed with precision ought to know the difference between accuracy and precision. Accuracy is when you are close to your intended target. In terms of putting your key in the door, accuracy would be always hitting the locking mechanism, but not necessarily in the actual key slot. Precision, on the other hand, is having a tight grouping of shots or attempts, but not necessarily needing to be close to the actual target. In this same example, being precise could mean jamming your key into the doorbell every single time, but never actually getting into your house. And so, if Camille only values precision without accuracy, she could be perfectly content giving her target the same haircut every time as she tries to sweep their legs.
I like to know stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like that, but I also... The linguist part of me disagrees with it, because it's just like people use those terms interchangeably in a lot of ways, and at a certain point, like, the definition from when those terms originated no longer matters.
Yeah,
because language evolves, and it's like I've seen, like, you know, images that are like, this is what precision is versus accuracy, but I don't really think that that's what precision means anymore. Unless you're in, like, a very specific context, then everyone agrees on that meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like literally has changed, right? The meaning.
Yeah. Colton, what part do you use the linguist part?
My toes.
His penis.
Okay. I was just curious.
Is that supposed to be, like, something that we would understand?
No.
What?
I just picked apart.
No, I was asking Aiden, like, was that supposed to be, like, a joke that everyone gets that we're too dumb to
Colton
understand?
Colton said the linguist part of me. Thanks, X. So I was asking him what part of him is the linguist part. We have fun around here, guys. Oh, is this thing on? Hello?
Nick's just ignoring you because he's mad.
Yeah,
I am mad.
Colton listened.
So no, I just thought it would be really funny to ignore you until something happened.
I'm just also, I went to look up the, like, dictionary definition of precision, and yeah, not.
Webster's dictionary defines precision.
Yeah, let me start my speech. I do find that they use accurate in the definition of precise or precision.
That's funny.
Those are different, because if Camille gave you an accurate haircut, that'd be.
True. That'd be stupid.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. Then she would just give you what you want? I don't really understand.
I don't get it, dude.
Why would I go to Camille for a haircut anyway?
This doesn't make any sense. Because
it's fast.
Email.
Yeah, thanks for the email, baby.
It's precision. I don't know. What's the tense for that?
What?
Never mind. Just go
Are
ahead.
You smoking,
I'm
Aiden?
Cutting,
Are you high right now?
I'm cutting this.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not.
We took an edible right when we started recording, and just hoping we were going to be done before.
Yeah. We can say whatever we want here. It's not
you're not cutting it. It's fine.
It's not.
I'm going to do our ad read right now, so you can't cut it.
True.
We don't have one.
Our last email is from Connor Hua, and they say,
"Right, man, what's your issue?"
Say it. Pronounce it.
Kanahua.
Oh, okay. I was that far off, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. They say Quinn basically being pissed off with Valor would be hilarious, especially when her ult is essentially always up. Hearing Valor hurry the fuck up and you're a bird, what better shit do you have to do with your time? 30, 40, or 50 times a game would be brilliant. She could also get special lines for when she respawns or return to base, because she instantly pops ult without having to cast or wait. Oh, and that's for the round table. That would be very funny. Yeah, I like that a lot.
You're a bird.
You're a bird. Shut up.
I want the same stuff, but it's just the way that Xayah talks to Rakan.
Oh, yuck. No, thank you.
I wish every character talked like how Xayah talks to Rakan.
Is that true?
No.
Who would Tom Kench talk to like that?
But like, think about how cringe their voice lines are now, but instead of those, it's just like, Rakan, where the fuck were you? You're a bird.
Oh, okay.
I get it, because they're birds.
I thought it was the opposite of what you said.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, oh, I wish Valor were here. I'd fucking smooch his ears off.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah. No, I want to get rid of those cringe voice lines and have Xayah just be mean to Rakan.
Uh-huh, understand.
Because that's how I interact with relationships with people that I care about, is I'm just mean to them.
True.
And that's it for this episode.
Cool, that's it for the... Okay, good.
That's it for episode 635 of the Leaguecast podcast. You can email us at mail at leaguecastpodcast.com. You can watch us on Twitch. None of us stream, so I don't know why I'm saying this, but if you want, you can go follow King Lardout or Blue Basket or Leaguecast Frost. Maybe one of us will stream one day. You can visit our website, leaguecastpodcast.com. You can join our Discord, discord.gg/leaguecast. Make sure you post in our roundtable section, and you can support us if you really like us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/leaguecast. Thank you so much for watching.
Oh my god,
it's been an episode.
For watching.
Bye.
Bye.
You misspoke. Thanks. Bye.